Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my precious audience. If you remember last program, we talked a lot about the prodigal son. And this story touches my heart in a deep way because it manifests to us the passionate love of God toward us sinners. The story of the prodigal son recorded in the gospel according to Jesus' disciple Luke chapter 15. A father has two sons. The younger son asks the father for his inheritance, and the father grants his son's request. He did not want to force him to stay with the family. The younger son is prodigal, wasteful. He took the money, squanders his fortune, became destitute. The younger son was forced to return home empty-handed and intends to beg his father to accept him back as a servant. To the son's surprise, the father did not reject him, but welcomed him back with celebration. I love this story that Jesus shared with his disciples and with us. Even though the prodigal son's sin broke his relationship with his father, the father did not ask him to earn his forgiveness. Jesus is teaching us in this parable that God's love for each one of us is never rooted in our worthiness. I'm so glad because I am not worthy of God's love, but rather God's love for us is rooted in his own nature. Because the Bible told us clearly, God is love. We are accepted by grace. Share that with your Muslim friend. We are accepted by grace alone. Certainly, Jesus is teaching that God's love is undeserved. God loves the sinners and eagerly awaits the return and the repentance. The Heavenly Father patiently waits for the return of even the worst sinner because he loves the people regardless of their own unworthiness. God, as described in the Bible, does not love only those who love him. Like we read in the Quran, God demonstrated his inexhaustible love in action. And that demonstration was costly. My friend, God knows you completely and loves you unconditionally. And he wants you to enjoy his love. Muslims usually think that they give perfect form of worship to God because they bow down 5 times a day and they fast and so forth. We have a very important question here. What is the perfect form of worship our Creator desires we give him? We need to ask our Muslim friends that, and we ask ourselves that question. Is it the mere performance of religious duties, fasting, praying, giving some of our money to the cause of God, reading God's word, going to place of worship, etc.? I say, of course, this is not the most perfect form of worship because God knows that it is possible for someone to perform all these religious duties and at the same time not have a heart and a mind dedicated to God, right? Because we saw so many religious people, even believers in God, serve God out of wrong motives, such as fear, they are frightened from God, such as pride or even prospect of reward. They just want to make money. They don't serve God because they love God or because they love people. God knows that our mere performance of religious duties does not necessarily mean that we are surrendering or submitting our lives completely to God. We need to help our Muslim friend know, and help even all our non-Christian friends discover, that Jesus revealed to us the perfect form of worship that God desired we give him. Matthew, one of Jesus' close disciples, recorded in chapter 22, a Jewish man asked Jesus, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind." Jesus taught us that loving God with our whole being is what God desires of us in worshiping him. Jesus also taught us that if we truly love God, we will express our love through obeying him and serving him. Of course, God is not just asking us to obey him, but he is asking us first to fall in love with him. And as a natural result of loving him, we will want to obey his commandments. Loving God the way Jesus taught us is the perfect form of worship, because it means giving God our emotions, our thoughts, our will, and our goals, and living to please him every day of our lives. Now, many Muslims will tell you, of course, we love God. You think you Christians, the only people love God? We love God. There are two important issues here that we need to discuss. Is it possible for a believer to give God this perfect form of worship? Two, is God worthy to receive such love? In other words, who is this God that asks me to give him my life and love him supremely? And we will talk about these two questions in our next program. But before I run out of time, I want to remind my audience that our sins and everything wrong we do or say is an act of aggression against God, because it is against God's eternal plans for mankind. We need to be reconciled with God, because the consequences of the wrong things we did is separation from God's presence, which means suffering and death. The Bible told us that God cannot tolerate sin. We read in the Bible very clearly that the consequence of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Jesus' sacrifice maintained the honor of God's law, which we broke, and maintained the honor of the truth that God revealed to us. Through Jesus' sacrifice, all obstacles has been removed to reconciliation on the part of God. God is offering you to have peace with him as a gift through Jesus Christ. We read in the gospel, "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." This is a gift. However, a gift is not yours until you receive it. My friend, I invite you to repent of your sins right now and put your faith in Jesus Christ. You can simply repeat this prayer after me if God spoke to you today and you mean it from your heart. God, thank you for loving me. Thank you for sacrificing for me through the death of Jesus Christ, to pay the penalty for my sins. God, I believe that Jesus is my only Savior. God, I repent. God, I return to you as the prodigal son returned to his father. I am not worthy of your forgiveness, but I depend on what Jesus did for me on the cross. I depend on Jesus' sacrifice for me to be accepted by you. I depend on Jesus, God, that he is my Savior. Thank you, God, for accepting me. In Jesus' name I pray. My friend, if you pray this prayer, contact me. Would love to congratulate you and send you a free book and rejoice with you.
I have a coworker who's a Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.